Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nick Williams, Cyberline with you. Host 2020 at cyber-line.com. Facebook.com/cyberlinenet. Ever-loving Tweety at Cyberline USA. As I mentioned before, cyber-line.com, where you can find all the places that we are in podcasts. I don't think there's anything to the satellite. Do we have a satellite? I think we scratched that, didn't we? Did it explode? Wasn't it that one, what was that thing that went over China that went off in a blaze of glory and people in Ibiza going, ooh, what a party. That must have been our satellite. Yeah, that could be. Might be why we're not on it, because it's gone. Anyway. I'll tell you, man, it's hard to do this by yourself, especially when you got this huge pie, man. I feel like Dr. Gene Scott sometimes. You say,
you know what? Y'all don't go and contribute to the GoFundMe account. I'm just going to have to puff on this Romeo and Julietta, and I'm just going to cluck like a chicken for the next 15 minutes while you watch the video of the Libertiner Stallions that the church bought that we're making trophies with and putting money back in to make some pierogies to send to the troops.
But I'm not going to do that. However, if Pastor Melissa Scott comes by and she wants to become an institute, well, we'll talk. Oh, yeah, I'm going straight to hell for that one. Anyway. So, Walmart. Crazy people over at Walmart. Get this. They're investigating and building their own streaming service. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Funny old thing. They had one. I tell you, Walmart is great for some things. I mean, they get you some food cheap and everything, but boy, when it comes to stuff like this, they just do not know what the hell to do. So, I'm going to go into Cronkite Archives.
The year was 2004, and Walmart verges up to compete with Amazon and create its own audio streaming service. But did it decide to go and run outside the box? No. They decided to use that magic little key called Digital Rights Management, commonly known in the industry as DRM.
And yes, they did. And people bought those files. And then one day, they decided, we ain't doing that anymore. And they cut the servers off. Well, the system was designed so that every couple of while, it calls out to the mothership and says, hey, I want to see your key. And it looks at your key and pulls back its little pants and it says, yep, that's the key. All right, you can go in. But without the server, they're not talking. And if they're not talking, all of this money that you paid for those files is now worthless like the ruble. You can't play them. You can't get the key separated from them. So, not to be outdone, they didn't do this, thank goodness, with Vudu. But Vudu, they acquired it back in 2010, then pretty much neglected the service for a decade before selling it to Fandango in 2020. So why are they wanting another streaming service? Well, at the time when they had Vudu, they kind of had the trifecta going. You were able to go out and pick up your groceries from the store. You were able to have discounts on your gas and all this other stuff. And they're trying to compete with Amazon. Well, Amazon, you know, streaming, Prime, look at all the stuff you get. They didn't have a Prime thing, but they had to have something to compete, and that was Vudu. And quite frankly, I loved Vudu. You know why I loved Vudu? Because I buy still I buy the kits that have the DVD and the Blu-ray and now the 4Ks in them and everything. Why do I do that? People say, well, you got streaming. Well, one day I might be too old. I won't be able to afford streaming. But I got a DVD player and a Blu-ray player I can play all my goodies on. And what happens if the internet goes out? Can't get to the streaming vault. Hey, look, here's a DVD. But what's cool about it was they gave you a digital key. So when you got the disc, you went into Vudu or wherever, you know, your thing was, you put in the key, boom, there was your digital license to watch it from whatever device you had the software on. But what was even neater was you don't go in the store and buy them. You go to Walmart.com and that's where you buy your stuff. You buy your DVD ensemble, whatever it is for $19.95, Lego Movie, Batman, whatever. And then they would send you the key in the mail to your email device. So no sooner you finished, saw everything was good, started the process, and a couple minutes later, you got a thing from Walmart that says, here's your key. So now you take your key, you go into Vudu, you put it in, boom, you're watching the movie right now, right there. A couple days later, the discs show up, you put them on the shelf, and you got them for backup. And then if you went through the e-shopping at American Airlines, not only did you get all of that, but then you got flight miles. And you could, you know, pay with a debit card. You didn't have to have the Advantage card from Citibank. You could put it on your debit card, and you would still get the miles because it would tie back to your American Airlines mileage number. And it was great. It was wonderful. And they decided, we're selling it over to those guys over there, Fandango. Yeah. That was fun. I don't think they'd give you the key when you buy the stuff. Now you have to wait for it to come in. Then you have to turn around and put it in when you get it in. And of course, you can go to Vudu, and now you have it on your file and have all your movies and everything together in one deal. So they're trying to bring this back because now they have this Walmart Plus, which is $98. It's competing with Amazon.com. And supposedly, they've had discussions with Paramount, Disney, and Comcast about the service. Though it's not clear whether the discussions have come to anything, and of course, Walmart has declined to comment. But see, here's the stupid thing. When they had all of this, they even back then was making a comeback in 2018. They were going to do a deal with Redbox. Do you know that there's a Redbox app? They have tons of tons of movies that you can watch from the Redbox app. And you pay for them just like you would, you know, getting a Redbox. Now, believe it or not, the Redbox machines are still out there. There are still people who walk up to a Redbox in a store and check out a DVD or a group of DVDs or Blu-rays or whatever and go home and watch them and bring them back to another store and put it back into the catalog. And they also did a deal with Target. And Target got out of it, and then Redbox took it over. And there's everybody and their mother, every chain store had an app on Roku where they were showing movies. Probably weren't new, but, you know, it was something to watch for $1.50 or whatever it was. So now here they are trying to get you to pay $98 a year for Walmart Plus subscription, and they've got nothing to compete. Not a zip. And compared to back then at 2010, how many streaming services were there? Hulu, Netflix, Prime. That was it, pretty much. Now everybody split off. You got Paramount Plus. You got Discovery Plus. You got all these other. God knows what's going on at HBO Max. They've got a new guy that says, I must cut $3 billion from the profit sheet. I must cut $3 billion from the sheet. And he's just going out there like Jack Nicholson with an axe running and chasing everybody. And says, here's Bugsy. No, it's just getting nuts. So now Warner Discovery says, well, we might get rid of HBO Max. Maybe we'll reinvent it into something else. That's great. But they had a deal with AT&T Fiber that if you're 1 gig and above, you got it for free. You didn't have to pay $14.95, and you didn't have to deal with ads. So now what happens to that? Are they going to pull the plug next year on the people that, you know, got in and got HBO Max for free? Because I tell you what, there might be some gigabyte people maybe leaving and going to other places. So who are you going to talk to? Who are you going to get to license movies, TV shows, and everything to you? Why would they? You're now a competitor. Paramount Plus isn't going to let you have all the Star Treks. They just took that away from Netflix and God knows who. And they're putting it out on their own products. They're not going to give you Star Trek. They're not going to give 20th Century Fox, Hulu. They're going to give you Star Wars? Not Disney. Disney's not going to do it. Nobody. Marvel? No. They're happy counting their money over there, and it's their product. They don't have to go through middleman. They don't have to have some guy take a slice of the pie. It's all their pie. They even get to chew on the nuts, whether their dentures move or not. They're biting on them. So, I don't know. I do not know how this is going to go. I wish them luck, but I don't see them having a streaming service anytime soon. And hopefully they don't make the horrendous mistake of DRMing it all the time because somebody out there says, yeah, we'll give it to you, but these are the stipulations that you have to go by before we're going to let you do this. And Amazon, the 800-pound gorilla, I mean, gosh, you can go up and get stuff and everything. Oh, and speaking of streaming, there was a show, maybe you saw it, maybe you didn't, but when WGN America, before it went to News Nation, they had a bunch of shows that they actually did their own. And there was this great one called Almost Paradise. And it's about a cop who ends up leaving the States, retires, and moves to the Philippines and gets into a whole lot of trouble with the locals because bad guys are trying to kill him or drug lords are trying to do stuff and everything. And he's like somewhere between a secret agent and a Navy SEAL and has all these ways of protecting the island. It's a really great show. Then there was a talk of season two, and WGN America canceled it because, we're winding down. We're going to be a news network, News Nation. Well, it turns out IMDb, which is now, I'm going to have to go back and look. It's either Freevee, which is what IMDb was, or it's Tubi. They've actually gotten the rights to it, and there is now going to be a season two. And it is great. It is filmed all along the Philippines. The actors are great. It's a mix of some American and a lot of the local natives and stuff there are in it. And many of the actors are Philippine-based. The views in HD of the islands and everything are just fantastic. And it's got great storyline. Got some great characters, very well written. And if you get a chance to see it, you can get the season one. I think they're going to show it on whichever one's got it when they do the season two. But I paid, I think it was $19 for the whole season on Prime because it was a bunch of them missed because I kind of came in the middle to end of it and I wanted to see the beginning and how it works. So I've been waiting, 2-3 years because they said they were in talks, but then you never heard anything. So that's what it is. If you're a fan of that show, then you will get to see it in that season two. So the other thing, apart from this whole streaming business of all of these things going up in price, you can shoot me a mail, host2020@cybernationalline.com, and tell me if they jack up the price to $10.99 on Disney. And, you know, there's a lot of people get Disney because it's family-oriented. Never mind Star Wars, never mind Marvel and everything else, but, you know, Mickey Mouse and Disney classics, and there's a lot of stuff stuffed in there. Would you drop it? Would you go with ads? I knew a lot of people in the beginning, they're like, oh, I ain't watching this. It's got ads. Then they turn around and said, okay, we got pushback. So pay a few dollars more, you're ad-free. Yay, we're paying a few dollars more, we got ad-free. But now with the economy, post-COVID, people in and out of work, the great resignation, the great boomerang. That's something else we can talk about tonight, too, the great boomerang. And all of these things going on, people are really counting their money. And I've even looked at a couple. I killed Peacock, except for one show, Code 404, came on. They got a second season. I turned it on long enough to catch up with Yellowstone and the Code 404, and I turned it off. There's nothing else there that I care about. And all these others, Discovery Plus, all these different ones, different prices, people are starting to look and say, do I really watch that channel? Do I really want to be a part of this service? And, of course, there's the other ones that are free, like the Roku channel and all of those. Have got a lot of stuff that you would normally get through Acorn and others that you would pay a fee for. Of course, they put ads in it and go that way. And what's funny about it is 10 years ago, they were all complaining about ads. Oh, there's too many ads. I don't want ads. Oh, okay, I'll pay for it without ads. Yay! Now they're happy to have ads. Because they're like, yeah, I don't have to pay for this one, but I don't like the ads. But okay, I'll still go with it. So, the audience is fickle after 10-something years. But anyway. So, you know, post 2020 at cyber-line.com. Let me know your feelings on it. Is there something that, you know, would you shun it if it's added? If there's ads, would you watch it if it's ads? Would you pay the money to keep the service even though it's going up? What about Netflix? Netflix is having issues with subscribers, and of course their costs are going up, and they're going to start putting those things in there, chasing your IP and everything, so you can't, you know, share it with anybody. So send me that information, host2020 at cyber-line.com. I'll read some of them on the mail, mail on the air, and let me know what you think. I'd love to hear it and share it with the audience. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some other things as well. And there's some... we got to talk about the CHIPS Act to a point, and this bill that they have coming here pretty soon, Build Back Better. Oh, and there's going to be a 55th anniversary of something Star Trek, and you can be a part of it. I'm going to tell you about that when we come back. So I'm going to drop the magic twanger here and also talk about the boomerang people. And twanger, hit your frog. There you go. So anyway, we'll be right back. You're listening to Bitcoin Cyberline, the world's first Polytech talk show. Cyberline with you. Host 2020 at cyber-line.com, facebook.com/cyberlinenet, Ellen Loving Tweety, Cyberline USA. Cyber-line.com, find out where all the podcasts are, and also the live feed, yours truly and Bob when he's here, which you can listen to live. Social media czarina Amy Lynn taking care of all of that for you. And we thank her for that as well. Okay, so Glenn Watson is a gentleman who's out on some of the Star Trek fan pages. And one of the things that they've been doing is this. Believe it or not, this marks the 55th anniversary of the very first Star Trek model kit. And in June of 67, Michigan-based Aluminum Model Toys, or what we know as growing up as AMT Corporation, began selling an injection-molded model of the Starship USS Enterprise. Before the year was out, AMT would sell over 1 million copies of the kit. Since the first release, AMT and its successors went on to release at least 23 unique Star Trek kits, making the license one of the longest-running and most successful in the history of the franchise. They were also used, I think, 3 times in the series. One, of course, the Doomsday Machine, where they took an AMD model kit and just beat the crap out of it, and that became the Constellation. If you're watching the original series before the remastered one, The Trouble with Tribbles, if you're in Mr. Lurie's office and you see the Enterprise outside the window, you'll notice a little bit of nacelle droop. You know, kind of the back end kind of hanging down. Big problem with the kits at the time. But when they did the remaster, it's CGI, so the ship looks nice and straight. So, as part of the effort, Glenn says, we've gathered photos showing fans and their early Star Trek models have been submitted to us. Most of these pictures were taken shortly after the first AMT kits began appearing in the 60s. These photos have a certain charm because they reflect a time when very few products were available to support a fan's interest in their favorite television shows. To own a model of the Enterprise, sagging warp engines and all, meant a lot to early Star Trek fans. In addition to the photos, contributors provided brief testimonials about their experience with the early model kits. Together, the photos and stories give recognition to a model that has meant a lot to many over the years. So in recognition of the 55th anniversary of the AMT's first Star Trek model, they've assembled many of those photos into a special anniversary poster. Took a while, but they obtained permission from contributors to reprint their photos along with their stories. In addition, Round 2 LLC, which is the current license holder of AMT, also granted them permission to use the AMT logo, photos of the model, and associated artwork for the tribute. The poster, along with a descriptive key, will be available to download free starting September 8th, 2022, the 56th anniversary of the premiere of the first Star Trek episode on NBC television. The file is designed to be printed as a 27 by 40 inch movie poster, one sheet, but it can be printed to whatever size you choose. They've got pictures, which we have up on the McWilliam Cyberline Facebook page, that they're showing pretty important Star Trek fans next to the proofs of the posters they brought to show at Wonderfest this year. And if you don't know what Wonderfest is, this is an annual convention that all of the modeling companies get together and show off their models. Yeah. Remember the stuff you used to do as a kid? A lot of this stuff is getting reissued. Some stuff is being made that didn't come out from before. And it's going into model stores, and you can buy it off the internet and Amazon all over the place. And this is where they get together to show off all the new stuff. So you'll be able to do that. And the folks approved the poster. They said, we hope you will like it as your as well. And created by fans for fans, they hope that everyone will enjoy this free tribute to the very first Star Trek model kit, one that started it all. So go over to the McWilliams Cyberline fan page, facebook.com/cyberlinenet. And you'll see the link there. And put some in your calendar. So that way when the time comes, they'll start throwing out the key. They'll probably have a link to go do it to. And then to get that and print it out and you can see it. They've, over on that site, there's a lot of people. Wow, these kids are definitely 1960s, early 70s. And showing off their little tiny AMT model kit. And there's some of them even taking family pictures with it in their hand for some reason. That's how... how wonderful they thought this kit was. Don't forget Remco. They took stuff they already had, like the space helmet, and slapped Star Trek stickers on it and said, oh, look at Star Trek. Kirk and Spock never wore space helmets, but anyway. And of course, we've got these beautiful models, much better than what the original AMT kit was. And don't forget the 350 kit. It's like taking a car and dressing it up. Okay, local news, national news, whatever the affiliates are doing. And in the meantime, around the world via the internet, via podcasts and everything else except satellite, you're listening to McWilliams Cyberline on this thing here.